Welcome back, this is RB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
We're just here for the chicks. And the filthy ones.
Guess who's back? I'm going to start a new series called The Chronicles of Jen's Dating Life.
You really shouldn't.
Please, for the love of God, do not.
Let's debate this topic. Which is worse? Being stood up at the last second before a date, or showing up to a date and the guy looking nothing like his photos?
You never know, that's the point.
Why do I have a sneaky suspicion that he's gonna feel the same way about you? What do you think the chances are that her Instagram photos or her dating app photos are 100% honest? Yeah, you're thinking the same thing I'm thinking. And see, I really try not to talk about people's looks. It really, you know, it's not me. But when these women come on the internet and start trying to dog men about how they look and, oh, he didn't look how he looked on his Instagram page or whatever, I gotta go in on them. Ma'am, you're far from a supermodel. So the type of men you find highly attractive are probably not gonna find you highly attractive.
How dare you?
And God never intended for men to be the pretty ones. I don't know why you women don't get that. You're supposed to be the pretty one. We're supposed to be the hardworking one with the character. So I already know what your dating problems are before you even continue. But go ahead and continue. Maybe you'll say something profound.
No way. We got you.
I wish I could have seen what my face looked like when I realized that this is who I was meeting. And he looked nothing like I thought.
You stuck up precious little bitch. Let me tell you something.
Oh boy. Here we go.
You know what I actually can't get my head around? What I really can't get my head around is poor communication. Poor communication. Yeah? From the person that you're supposed to be with. And why don't you want to talk to me all the time? Yeah? Why don't you want to see me on the weekends? Why don't you want to make plans with me? Why don't you want to do stuff with me?
Because they don't give a damn about you. They don't like you. I don't like you.
Women's egos are so thick, they can't accept that maybe they're just not fun to be around, you know, for days or even weeks at a time.
I can make this very simple. For one, you're not enjoyable to talk to. I already know how annoyed I am listening to you for 15 seconds. So that's why he doesn't want to talk to you all the time. Why doesn't he want to see you on the weekend? Because he's hitting something else. And he's already conquered you, so you're not really anything to put attention and energy into. He's been there and done that. On to a new conquest now.
Everyone keeps asking me my stance on dating apps, and it's a pretty uncommon one from my experience, because I've never been on them and I never will be on them. And I don't say that to try and be a pick me, and I have nothing against anyone that uses dating apps. Like, it makes sense. For me in my life, I'm always out and about, whether it's traveling, my job.
And I don't care. I don't really care.
I don't care. They don't care.
Organizations I'm in, so it's really easy for me to meet new people. The right. Second reason is the types of people that you generally find on dating apps are just not the types of people I would be interested in.
Okay, you're trying to flex and you're trying to say I'm, you know, superior Susie because I'm not on dating apps, but you're still not in a relationship. So you're meeting people in real life at all these places and, you know, all the destinations you travel and work and yada, yada, yada. But you're failing, just like the chicks who are failing on dating apps. So it's not really a flex. Are you married? I don't think you're married. You would have mentioned that by now. So you're just as much of a loser as the dating app losers.
I'm a grandma and not really a big fan of hookup culture for me personally. Again, this is all for me personally. I have nothing against anyone. I just don't think I would end up having success with all these standards that I have for someone on a dating app. And I just don't think that it would... I don't know how to explain it. I'm just not on them.
Get off of your high fucking horse and realize ain't no prince coming for you. You ain't getting ready to walk into a motherfucker rolling out the red carpet.
It's easy to get tricked by these Christian girls. They want you to believe they have good morals and good values and that's why they're single, because there aren't any guys out there like that. No, there are plenty of guys out there like that. But they don't meet your height and looks requirement. That's the problem. Yeah, he's a good man. He's a good Christian, but I didn't like his shoes. So you're just as bad as the worldly girls. You're just as shallow and you're just as superficial. It doesn't make it any better because you got a cross on your neck.
Nice try.
Please send me a man that I can spoil the out of. I'm trying to pay attention to your favorite snacks and always have them stocked whenever you come over. I'm trying to send you naughty little videos while you're at work. Please. I'm trying to surprise you with some of this. when you get home.
I'm trying to write little handwritten notes and hide them in your clothing for you.
That's suspicious.
Metal in her face, yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Boring Chronicles. Metal in her face, yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Boring Chronicles. Metal in her face, yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Boring Chronicles. Metal in her face, yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Boring Chronicles. Most guys that she's met would love treatment like that. And if she would have given treatment like that to any type of halfway decent dude, she would still be with that dude right now, because he would do whatever it takes to keep her.
I'm trying to book us a trip across the world together. I'm trying to show you my collection. I'm trying to remember every song you've ever mentioned you like and add it to a playlist and play it every time you're around. I'm trying to surprise you with a nice massage for no particular reason at all. I want to buy you flowers. Nobody buys you flowers.
Why the fuck are you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God.
I'm gonna hypnotize you using a verbal induction to help you unlock your inner millionaire. Deep inside your subconscious mind, there is the actual blueprint with the instructions and the awareness you need to have in order to heal yourself and unlock your success. So when you are ready, and only when you are ready to become a millionaire, do I want your eyes just to drift closed?
It's dingbat mythological bullshit.
So I'm child-free by choice.
Nobody gives a f*** about that.
And everyone always says, like, what's your purpose? If you don't have kids, what's your purpose? My purpose is getting my nails done, going shopping, and being sober, traveling, I don't know, taking naps. Have you ever taken a nap? It's like the funnest thing ever.
You know that anger you get when you deal with like a person that's just completely stupid? What's wrong with your brain? Like why do you not see what you are? Like, and I get there with women, I truly do.
You know what? I think it's a great idea that you're not going to have offspring, because clearly you're a complete idiot. So yeah, I'm not the type of guy who's going to shame women like this for not having kids. You're doing the world a favor. The less traumatized adults we have walking around, the better. You look like you're 43. You're definitely too old to be talking like a teenager. I know that for sure. Look, when women are truly happy with something, they don't have to get on TikTok and try to convince the world of it. This video is definitely having the opposite effect, if the point of it was to convince everybody you're child-free by choice. And I got a sneaky suspicion you're single, too. It'll all catch up with you, don't worry.
This whole threat of women, oh, you're gonna grow old and die alone. No, we're not. That's not a threat. We have our friends. We have our sisters with us. Did you ever see The Golden Girls, my dude?
Oh my God.
That's not a cautionary tale. It's a goddamn victory lap.
If you're pretty, young, and kid-free, why would you ever be tripping over a man? Like, it doesn't make sense. And if you are, you need to call one of your girlfriends up and go get you an espresso martini. Like, it's never that serious.
I'm gonna tell her.
Well, yeah, it's no big deal now. You're still young and cute. But that's not gonna last. And do you have a great job, like 6 figures? Do you make enough money to buy your own house and have a comfortable retirement? And I guarantee you, the type of guys you're chasing care 100 times less than you do. So you can do this whole I'm standing on business thing, but they don't give a damn. The guy you wanted to see this TikTok definitely isn't gonna see it. It's not going to trigger them to call you. It's going to trigger them to block you. It's so funny, though. The main 2 things she cited as to why she shouldn't care and the man ain't that serious are literally fading away day by day. Her youth and beauty.
The men that get the most mad about girls that do OF are the same men that have the nastiest, raunchiest, most degrading search histories. You're not mad about the existence of corn because you engage in that on a regular basis. You're mad that she's the one making money on it. You're mad that she's making money off of her beautiful body and that you still live in your mom's basement eating Cheetos and playing Fortnite.
The guy living in his mom's basement eating Cheetos playing Fortnite, I still put more value in him than you. Because at any moment he can turn it all around. That's the thing about men. He can go back to school, he can learn a trade, and he can build himself up to be, you know, a quote-unquote high-value dude. You, on the other hand, you're ruined for life, and you disgrace your whole family. Way more than the guy just sitting in the basement eating Cheetos. And we're not mad that you have an OF, we just know the true reality of it. It's one thing to jerk off to an OF model. It's another thing to respect her in real life. Poison Ivy.
You're mad that while you're playing Call of Duty and worrying about the fact that you are losing a lot more hair than you probably should be at your age, she's raking in money and driving Ferraris. Because we all know you don't have a problem with corn. You've been in a long, 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 long romantic relationship with your own hand.
That lady is angry.
Yeah, driving Ferraris won't wash away the pain internally. You're going to have to sell that Ferrari for all the money you're going to need for therapy.
I'm telling a therapist this and they don't even know what to say to me.
And whatever comment, you know, motivated this video, it really cut her deep. You can tell she's really hurt. Fellas, if you ever see this green goblin in public, run the other fucking way.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.